Jonglei State Police spokesperson Major Majang Daniel Tuor says about a dozen young people had gathered for lunch in Bor Town when a hand grenade exploded, killing two people and injuring several others on Saturday.
On the 26th of February, there was a terrible incident that occurred in Lambasi, in which the grenade explosion occurred, killing two teenagers on spot and wounding four others. And as we, the police, within the state do condemn that bad incident, and we are together in deep sorrows with the families of the deceased and those who are still in the hospital.
Major Tuor says the injured are children between 14 and 17 years old. He says the injured are being treated at Bor State Hospital. Dr. Bol Chow, medical director at Bor State Hospital, says the injured teenagers are all in stable condition.
They were all brought to the hospital. We attended to them. The three were admitted. One was who had shrapnel injuries to the chest and with eye injuries. That one was referred to Juba and left yesterday. The other two are currently in the hospital nursing their injury.
Major Tuor says police are investigating the blast to establish the owner of the hand grenade and why he or she stored it at home.
The police is still carrying out actually where the teenagers got the grenade, whether it belonged to one of the residents within the area or they found it in the area where it was being cleared by the land authority. That is what the state police is still investigating. And when the investigation is complete, we shall let the public be aware of exactly where the teenagers got the grenade.
Major Tuor says members of the armed forces should never keep explosive devices at home.
Our constant advice regarding such dangerous weapon is that you should keep them such kind of weapon like grenades, rifles, and other sharp weapons should be kept away, far away from such people like children, even the civilian population, even if they are already grown up, because they are not aware about their use and how they should be disposed or how they should be kept. That is what I will tell the public exactly.
At least two people were killed and dozens of others were injured when a grenade exploded at a party in Awil West County of Northern Barrel Ghazali State last month. A 13-year-old boy was killed and his two sisters were injured after a grenade exploded in Nyamlele area of Awil West County in February last year. Their father, a military officer, reportedly left the grenade in a bag and his children mistook it for a toy. In March last year, two people died after a man threw a grenade into a bus parking area in Rumbek town of Lagos State. According to the United Nations Mine Action Service, more than 5,000 South Sudanese, including 249 children, have been killed or injured by landmines and exploded ordnance since 2004. For VOA News, I am Deng Gaideng in Bor.